Next, we have a statement from somebody who is rivaled by very few in his field or for his principle. The remarkable thing about this person is if you look at what he's done in the last several years, he's taken responsibility for going in and finding out the truth about the biggest crimes that this government has commit. Not the petty crimes or the crimes that just affect him, but the crimes when the whole world tried to stop the war in Iraq before it happened, but Bush went in anyhow. Sean Penn went to Iraq, made common cause with the people there, learned their stories, and came back and told the people the truth about what was happening there. When Katrina hit, and George Bush was scratching his head for days, telling Brownie he was doing a heck of a job, and the whole country was horrified watching the footage, Sean Penn went into the toxic waters with a boat and pulled people off their rooftops, helped them out of their homes. This is a man who's given of himself in extraordinary ways. And the people know that when he comes, there's somebody who has a platform and they will use it to tell their experience, the experience that doesn't get heard otherwise. I'm being told to move the mic from my face. That was helpful, thank you. So I'm really pleased to bring up somebody who's gonna deliver this message for him. They're co-starring right now in All the King's Men, Mark Ruffalo.
Hi, I want to read the words of a man who's given a lot of heart and to a lot of people for boldly speaking the truth uncompromisingly, and a man who I have an incredible amount of respect and love for. He makes me very proud to be here, Sean Penn. The arrogant, the misguided, the cowards would agree that an immediate pullout of our troops from Iraq would inspire lack of confidence and the lost credibility of the United States. President Bush and his functionaries indeed have lost an enormous credibility for the perception of our country internationally. Perhaps more damaging than that, they have created the greatest cultural, religious, and political divide domestically since our own Civil War. We, the people of the United States, have a unique opportunity. We can show each other and the world that what the Bush administration claims is their mission is not ours. And by leading our country as a citizenry and demanding of our government an immediate end to our own military and profit investments in Iraq, display for the entire world that democracy is a government of the people. What more powerful message to send the world than that we ourselves can choose in policy, in peace, and in humanitarian support? In fascism, one serves the state. Let's show the world that with democracy we can make the state do our bidding, and that such bids would not be the blind ones given exclusively to the friends of power, but rather the domain of the people of freedom everywhere. This is an administration that advocates torture, deceives the public, spends billions of dollars on a failed war. This is an administration where in the year of Katrina, ExxonMobil claimed the highest profit margin in the history of world business. It is an administration that belittles, demeans, deceives, and indeed kills our brothers, our sisters, our sons, and our daughters. At the U.S.-Mexico border, we panic at the notion of illegal entry without blinking an eye as our elderly line up every Saturday morning with wheelchairs, walkers, canes, and joint pain queued up in the desert heat to enter Mexico where they can purchase affordable medication. In the human family, this president is indeed pushing his wheelchair-bound grandmother down the stairs with a smile on his face. Now, everyone knows that these are all true statements, everyone. Some are ashamed of where they put their support in the past. They're ashamed of their passivity in the present, with the courage of their minds and hearts at bay. What an exciting thing to reverse this as one America and show the world who wears the pants in our house. Yeah. Stand up as an American and join World Can't Wait and those demonstrating this Thursday, October 5th. Be there, out of Iraq and out with Bush. Thank you, Sean.